Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
Yes, Doug loves movies.
Coming to you from the entertainment capital of the world, Los Angeles, at the UCB Theater, Franklin Avenue location. It's Tuesday, June 21st, 2016. Minneapolis had some sweet name tags. What have you got, LA? Nice. Nice job. What is that, Abby? What? Abby versus Jason? And your name is Abby? The lady sitting next to the dude holding it. And then... he's Jason. Oh, it's the two of you against each other? And you're like a couple?
Yeah.
Okay. Who gets the prizes if you win?
We share.
You share them. Aww. And she's also sharing the responsibility of just holding up a bag of donuts next to his name tag. We got a Bill and what is that one back there? Bill and Ian? Billy and Ian? And it's, need dates? Need wedding dates? That's pretty cool. The Billy and Ian are up in there with Aubrey Plaza and Anna Kendrick. That's a nice switch up. I like it. 10 Cloverfield Liz, and you got a couple of UFO lights on there. I like that. Hey, you got some good ones, you guys. Shanlet of the Apes? Your name is Shan? Shannon?
And you...
Shanley is your name?
Yep.
Spelled like that? With a Y instead of a T?
Yeah.
All right. Uh-oh, we got folks just coming in. We got a couple of good seats. Oh, look at that guy. He brought his goddamn clay figures of all of his favorite guests. I'm going to stomp on that thing. Well, good job, everybody. Doug plugs Philadelphia. Tomorrow and Saturday shows at Helium. It's a gas or sold out, but some tickets remain for Sunday. Salt Lake City next Tuesday will sell out, so get on it, Salt Lake citizens. Stand up in Tampa, Syracuse, D.C., and more. DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. We got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt and a pipe from Peacemaker. Ooh, the top fell off. I hope it's in there. Maybe not. Some guy gave me this in Minneapolis, I think. It's a belt buckle, like a real belt buckle. It says Doug Loves Movies on it. Yeah. I offered to give it to one of my guests backstage, and he did not want to have that right above his dick. Yeah, it was really... It was really sad. I felt very much dejected. And what's this? So that's just a post-it note, personal note. Two VHSs from my personal collection. This one, I have no idea what, I just don't know what this is at all. It's something called Searching for Boris Karloff. I hope they found him. And an episode of Dawson's Creek, season 2, episode 11, Sex, She Wrote. So I guess at that point they'd already given up on titles that are movie titles. I thought they did it through the whole run of the show, but I guess it was just like the first season or something. So all of that is going to be in someone's possession tonight, along with all the great gifts brought by my four guests this evening. Please give a big warm welcome to Sean Jordan, Steve Agee, Dave Waite, and Jeff Tate. We're already laughing at Steve Agee's gift, but we'll get to you in a second and okay. Talk about your gift that you give to the world.
Yep.
With your style and performance ability. But let's meet everybody individually, starting with first time guest on the show. It's Dave Waite, everybody. Yeah. Give it up for him. Yeah. He put on his best hat. Threw some glasses on, came down, do a show.
Yeah, dog.
Good to have you, man.
It's good to be here.
You living in the Culver City area? I don't want to give away too much. I don't want to blow up your spot.
Yeah, I live in the Bro House with Shane Moss, a guest on your show.
Oh, yeah, he's been a frequent guest, sure.
Dr. Drugs.
You lived with him when he was walking around with two broken ankles or whatever?
I was his male nurse.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, okay.
He had a big hole in his foot. It was gross.
Oh. Did you have to put ointment on it or some shit?
He always wanted me to look at it, and then I would hide in my room.
What exactly did you do to be a nurse? You just looked at it like, yep, still a hole.
I'd like fetch him stuff or something like that. There was like a real nurse.
It's called a dog. Dave would try to put, he would put coins in the hole so he could accurately gauge how big it was. Right? He'd be like, oh, it's still a quarter size. They'd be like, dude, it's only a nickel. And they'd high five. You're down to a dime. You can go outside next week.
That seems a little dangerous, putting dirty coins on a wound.
No, he wash them first, dip them in nail polish.
How else are you going to measure it, Doug?
I guess. Yeah. That's right, Dime Dick AG.
Put some change on it, man. The cold change feels good.
Well, let's go ahead and say hi to him right now. You don't have to keep putting your microphone down. It's not the Steve AG mic drop show. Gently, mic set down.
I don't want my gift
show.
To blow away.
Yeah. That's Steve Agee, everybody.
Thank you. Good to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah. Star of things we can't talk about yet. And
at midnight.
And also, D did an ad midnight today. That.
I thought it was very lovely. You're excited.
Midnight today. Jack A in the crowd over there. Ooh, he's so good. He's gonna win at midnight. How did you do? Can you say?
I did okay. I didn't do horribly, but I didn't do great.
Okay, well, sometimes you can win without doing great. So tune in tonight, those of you that are here, those of you listening to this podcast tomorrow. Too late. All right, you can watch it on demand, I'm sure. And who else we got here? We got Sean Jordan is back. Let's hear it for Sean.
Yo.
How's it going, buddy?
Fantastic, man.
LA life treating you good?
Yeah, I think we're going on like 36 weeks now, something like that.
You're counting, that's always a good sign.
I brought up the days the last time I was on. Last time I was on, I'd been here 11 days, so I'm just trying to keep fucking, you know, keep it going.
All right. I love it. Every time you're on, please tell me how many days. that you've been in Los Angeles.
All right.
And yeah, it's always good to have you, man.
It's always good to be here, dude.
Did you three guys like call each other like, let's go back hat, front hat, back hat? Coordinate this shit so we look like a boy band.
We look like a boy band. That's a fucking boy band right there.
Right?
That's a boy band.
We look bearded like boy band.
Three managers of shitty boy bands is what we look like.
Yeah. Steve, didn't you have like a Letterman beard recently?
What's a Letterman beard?
Had you grown out your beard?
Did I Letterman facial hair?
Did you grow it out like a super bushy?
Yeah.
But now you're all compared to these guys, you're clean shaven.
Yeah. It was longer. Yeah, it was longer than Jeff's beard.
What? No beards haven't been longer than my beard.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the world's longest beard here. It's Jeff Tate, everybody.
Hello.
I'm so excited about all the stuff you guys brought for the prize bag, so I just want to dump right into it. Let's dump right on it.
I brought a bucket, so you can dump right into that.
Yeah, and let's start with Jeff, though, because he's modeling his gift. He brought an extra hat that says, Make Jeff Tate Again. Right. Which is my favorite hat.
In this election cycle, this is a promise I hope we all are willing to make to ourselves and our country. Make Jeff Tate again. And here's my new album.
And your new album.
It's called Again.
Again.
It's kind of where I got the idea for the hat. It's Jeff Tate Again is the name of the record.
Yeah, great ideas come in twos. And especially when you're taking a shit. And thank you for bringing those, Jeff.
Yay! You're welcome.
Thank you. What do you have? What do you have for the prize bag, Sean?
I have Empire Records and Kick-Ass. I went and bought some movies today. They're fucking awesome.
People can have like a Sean Jordan Recommends Film Festival with those two?
Yeah, sure. Go for it. I tried to make it skateboarding related, but it's just hard to do because it's National Go Skateboard Day. So I have a little skateboard that I brought too.
Today's skateboard day for reals?
Yeah, June 21st. Fucking, yep, name tags.
I thought it was selfie day. Picked. It's selfie day also.
Is it selfie day? They fall on the same day?
I think so.
God, once every 76 years.
Day. during the blood moon.
I'm 1 for 3 on jokes so far.
Bunch
Wait,
of spit
that
bites.
Last one was the one?
Yep.
What, Sean?
Bunch of Spitfire stickers, some popcorn, and some fireworks. I found some fireworks at Target today. Little pop things. I know it's not close to gloves fireworks, but well,
poppers.
As close as Los Angeles lets you get.
What's that thing that's sticking up out of the bucket?
It's a big Charleston chew.
Oh, okay.
You should try it frozen. And then there's some sour patch kids.
You also get a bucket.
And you get a bucket to carry all this shit in.
That
so there
it
is.
A bucket, my friend.
And it's from pets.
If you freeze that Charleston chew, you could put all your loose teeth in that bucket. 2 for 4.
Shoot that bucket down here, my friend. Like we're in a bar, old time West. Oh, that was close enough.
That was whack.
What is it? Why'd you get this bucket?
I don't know. It just looked kind of cool. It was a dollar.
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a trash can, I think.
Like this bucket.
It might be a trash can.
I think it is, too.
I like all these doggies. All right. Dave, wait. What do you got for the bag, my friend?
All right, man. I got my CD, Kaboom. All right. They seem real excited because they don't know who I am. That's tight. And then Hot Doggin'. That's my other CD. Yeah.
That's the popular one. That's the one they know.
And then, people love to go hot dogging.
Yeah. <they're> like,
What's hot dogging?
It's like if you're showboating, you know what I mean?
You know, like if you're dream catching.
And then...
See that dickhead hot dogging over there?
What a showboater.
And then I got a John Waters book. There's a lot of stories about poppers, but I think it's a different kind.
It's called Carsick.
Yeah, yeah.
By John Waters. You even have like is there like a bookmark in there? Is that you recommending that page?
No, it's just a plug in my own bullshit in there. I put my own business card in there. Is that against the rules?
No, I think the winner of the prize bag should be able to contact you. Say something like, thanks for being shitty at the games, or thanks for winning for me, whatever it is. Yeah, that's terrific. Nice little stack of prizes. And Steve Agee.
Well, Doug, we saved this for last.
It might be the... Between that and the Charleston Chew, it might be the tastiest.
As you know, when you do at midnight, they leave you a box of cookies in your dressing room.
Yeah,
and you just, so you don't this want is those my box home. Of cookies.
Yeah.
They're good. They're like...
They're delicious.
Artisanal cookies and shit.
Well, somebody's going to take those cookies home and have to deal with them.
They're good.
What happened to the, don't they still give a water bottle?
They do, but I kept that.
You hung on to that? It's a pretty nice water bottle.
Yeah, they are pretty good.
It's pretty sweet.
Those all cookies are good too, though, man. Okay.
It's cool. Sean, have you been to the movies lately? What was the last movie you saw?
I went to Civil War yesterday. I finally saw it because it was like 108 degrees in Glendale and my air conditioning was out, so...
Yeah, so you're like, what's the longest running time? Three hours with trailers? Sounds good.
Real. I threw on my mesh shorts and just sat there like a pervert watching it by myself. Mesh. I was just, my thought process, I was like, just get as cold as you can before you have to go back to that fucking hole that you're sleeping in. It was so hot in my room. Anyway, the movie was super good, though.
Were you uncomfortably cool by the end of the movie?
Yeah, kind of, but then I got outside and it almost made me sick, so it was like a bad idea to do. Okay. Like drastic temperature changes and I got a stomach ache. I was freezing by the time I got out. I was freezing, and then I walked out, and it was like 106
that
still.
That movie hurt my belly.
It was a dope
movie,
but
you
movie,
liked
though.
It, though. It's good, right?
Yeah, it's super good. I enjoyed
it. Yeah, I like it. I like it very much. I look forward to watching it repeatedly on airplanes. Dave, what was the last movie you saw?
Central Intelligence.
No way.
Yeah, dog. No,
what were you doing? Were you trying to get out of the heat as well?
Nah, The Rock.
Did you like the Big Johnson or the Little Heart more?
I saw it too. It's great.
Do you see?
It's really
okay,
fun.
I'm not even going to ask you.
I heard good stuff.
Dave, do you see every movie The Rock is in?
No, I didn't see that Hercules movie, but I don't see any Egypt movie.
Okay. Just a, for... Did you see Stitch?
You don't see Egypt movies?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good category. That's a category I could walk away from.
Yeah.
Right? I don't really see any of those Egypt movies.
The Mummy.
Mummy doesn't count. Mummy's more fun than an Egypt movie. We're talking like there was that Christian Bale Egypt movie nobody cared about. There was something this year, like Gods and something.
Oh, the one with Jamie Lannister in it. Is that, would that be an Egypt movie? Like a futuristic Egypt movie?
Who? Yeah,
you don't
maybe,
want to talk about it?
Kind of.
Syriana?
No.
No.
Swords and sandal movies.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Especially when they emphasize the sandals over the swords. I'm out. But you both, you enjoyed it too? The Central Intelligence?
Yeah. There was some solid lines. Rock's in a fanny pack. You sold me.
Rock wears a fanny pack?
Fuck yeah.
And Kevin Hart gives him a hard time about it?
Absolutely.
He's like, quit hitting me in the face with that fanny pack. Because he's a lot shorter, get it?
Yeah, it's so funny.
You really liked it a lot?
Yeah.
Jeff Tate digs Central Intelligence?
It's really funny. It's fucking great.
You think it's funnier than Finding Dory?
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Finding Dory made $100 million more in the first weekend.
Well, that's
so that just proves that kids don't know comedy.
Kids don't know shit.
Yeah.
All right.
The one I was gonna say was Standoff. We also watched a movie called Standoff.
Like on VOD or something?
It's on Netflix, and it stars Thomas Jane and Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay.
And it's they're like trapped in a house. It's a standoff. It's really good too.
It's accurately named.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks,
they don't play ice hockey or anything.
I was literally going to describe a standoff, forgetting what the word meant, even though I just said, I was like, standoff's a title. So what they were was trapped.
It's weird to hear a standoff without Mexican before it.
Yeah,
but now, those guys are both clearly not Mexican, so that title wouldn't have made any sense. And are they the only people in the movie, or is that a spoiler to tell us that?
They are not the only people in the movie.
I guess it's not a spoiler then. And you recommend it, though?
Yeah.
All right. I don't have much faith in it with
never
those,
gonna watch
those actors. Yeah, I don't have anything against
Sean. Sean not watching it's not a big deal. Apparently, he only goes to the movies when literally he's in the worst possible physical shape. 110 degrees, no air conditioning. It's hard to get Sean to the movies.
If they played in Burbank on a super hot day, I might go see it.
Act of
if
God.
If my air conditioning's busted.
Yeah, hit him in the shins with a pipe if you want him to go to the movies.
Steve, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw The Lobster.
People, some people love The Lobster. Others, not so much.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I loved parts of it.
Right?
Parts of it I just
it's
didn't
more,
go for.
It's more good in the beginning than
yes,
in the latter
yeah, yeah,
half.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little longer than it needs to be. And
I don't like the style
scene,
of everyone's
every fucking,
dialogue.
Well, okay, that's another thing. But for me, every scene had that same violin music in it mm-hmm. that was always acting like something was about to jump out.
Yeah.
And it's, and you know, what's his name? Colin Farrell gives the most, he barely moves. His face, his body, he doesn't do anything.
Well, it's like everyone's, it's like a sketch where everyone's doing, purposely doing bad acting where they're like, yes, I will go with you to the beach tomorrow. They're all talking like,
I hear it's going to be beautiful.
No contractions.
There.
Yes.
On the beach.
Yeah.
See you there.
So you should all go see it. We're really selling it.
But people
parts
cheer
of it
for
are really
when
good.
We mention it.
John
like,
C.
Reilly
is really funny.
John
in
C. Reilly is amazing. He's a great actor, but it's like, how many times is he going to have weird little supporting roles like that?
Yeah.
Like, what's he doing?
He just finished King Kong. And he's not playing King Kong, by the way.
There's another King Kong
is
movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kong Island. Skull Island.
Yeah.
Is, but is King Kong a motion capture dude? Like, is it
I some, don't know.
Did Andy Serkis get replaced by somebody?
I don't know.
I think The Rock should have done it.
Yes.
I think that would have been pretty
yeah.
cool, because he's already, like,
yeah.
bigger than most people.
Yeah.
Or you could have done it. You're a big guy.
I would have.
Yeah.
Did you audition to be King Kong ever?
No, I should fire my agents.
All right, you guys. What was the last, I did see The Lobster, so I guess that would count as one of the. Oh, I saw on VOD, I saw Mr. Right, the Sam Rockwell dancing hitman movie with
yeah.
Anna Kendrick, and
oh, wow.
it is the cutest, most violent thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Never
it's really adorable,
it.
But super violent. And
I watched Midnight Special.
And strange that it
that's
went
the
to.
Last one I watched.
Oh, okay. That's a good movie, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Strange though that Mr. Right just didn't play in theaters at all. Just went straight to the old VOD thing.
I loved it.
I thought they're both very appealing actors, and there's a good supporting cast.
I love
cast.
When movies go right to VOD though.
You
I
do?
Hate leaving my house.
Right, you
I love
watch
when
it
I
at home.
Turn on Apple TV and I'm like, oh fuck, that's in a theater right now as well. I can watch it here, and I don't
like,
have to. Someone's
like,
not going to have their phone on in front of me, annoying the shit out of me.
That's how my mom reacts.
Yeah,
this is in the theater and on my computer.
I'll watch it on the computer.
That's
my mom's hilarious.
Well, I saw your pal Ellen Page's movie. Also, I saw that last night. Into the Forest.
I'm going to see it tomorrow.
There you go, dude. Get do something like wear it depends or something.
Am I gonna shit my pants?
I think so.
Holy God.
I think so. Yeah. And don't take Sean with you.
I'm not gonna wear it depends, and I'm just gonna shit my pants.
But you're gonna see it in a theater?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I was just gonna recommend. Is it's one of those movies that'll be in some theaters and probably VOD at the same time or shortly thereafter.
Awesome.
And I say watch it in a theater if you can.
Yes, I am. Tomorrow.
It's super intense. Did she tell you anything about it?
No, I'm going to the. They're having the premiere tomorrow. That's what.
Are you going tomorrow?
Oh, okay.
How did you see it already?
You know, I'm a man of influence, and so I get these invitations to go see. I saw it last night in a screening room over at Raleigh Studios.
Oh, cool.
And it's a parts of it made me very unhappy. But ultimately, I'm glad I watched it.
In a good way?
I guess in a good way.
Yeah.
You know how when fucked up shit happens in a movie and you're just sort of like, what, do I need this in my life?
Yeah.
But also, this is exciting.
There's some of that shit in The Lobster. There's some really fucked up shit that happens.
Really fucked up, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know if I need that. I don't know if I need to think about that. But since we got four great game players, I'm just assuming, Dave, that you're going to be great at the games.
Long time listener, I'm ready to crush it.
He's ready to crush it. I'd like to beta test a new game real quick if we could.
Oh boy.
If everybody's all right with it. I'd like to run everything by you guys. This was suggested by SGAK on Twitter, which is like, how do you get just a four-letter name on Twitter? This guy must have jumped in day one, or just no one wants to call themselves Sagak. But he's also AKA Stellan from Sweden, so thanks for listening all the way from Sweden. And I think they get it a few days later than everyone else. That's not true.
They gotta fly it over there, so it takes a while.
He didn't give it a name, so I'm gonna call it One More Word. And the idea is that a category of film is picked, like a type of movies. And the first guest has to name a movie of that type that just has one word in the title. We'll start with you, Sean. So you have to name a movie that has one word in the title that fits the category. Then Dave has to say a movie that has two words in the title. And the counts as a word, of course.
In that same category.
Same category, Steve.
Just clearing it up,
Doug. No category change.
This is beta.
And we'll see how, pardon the expression, how high we can get. And and I'll play along,
Some
too.
Of us are already.
Some are higher than others, but, you know, it's an achievable goal. And so... I don't know how... I think this game can be very difficult anyway, so I thought the category should be very broad and, you know, certainly up for interpretation. So it's action movies. Action movies. So Sean Jordan, start us off and name an action movie that's only one word in the title.
Rambo.
That is a perfect example. I wish...
Rambo. That is...
That's, yeah.
The category, I think, should just be movies.
Whoa.
The genre should just be movies.
Holy shit. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of...
I'm already nervous.
Other than The Lobster, most movies have action in them.
Yeah.
But, Dave, what do you got?
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys. I like it. They're making Bad Boys 3, by the way, so that's something to look forward to.
Is Michael Bay doing it?
I think so.
He better be.
Oh. What? You'd be upset if somebody else did it?
I'll break my...
You'd be upset if they got somebody else to yell at actors for for 3 months? Jeff, you got a three-word action movie title? I thought of a good one.
Cool.
Lots of people here have thought of a good one.
Does Bad Boys 2 count?
It's, you know, we could sit around and debate it, but I'll take it because it's Bad Boys II in the title, I think. So I don't know if II is a word, but it does represent a word, which is the word two.
Yes.
So we debated it for a while.
We debated it. I debated it all by myself. As I often do. Steve G, action movie with four words in the title.
Can we take out little words like the?
You're trying to take out
words? Oh, no,
words.
I
got a good one.
Oh, no.
You got one.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an action movie with four words in the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Thanks.
Okay, let me. Now I got to think of one with five words in the title. Is duffel bag one word?
I think so.
Is that an action movie?
That's a movie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know if it's an action movie. That's a good point.
If you can describe the action, then, you know.
Yeah.
People be fucking, that's an action.
Oh, well, no, yeah.
People
I don't think
fucking.
You understand what the word action movie means. Shit. See, I thought this game would be hard, and it's already biting me in the ass that I can't think of one that has five words in its title. Shit, I could think of ones that have six. I can think of Meet Me in St. Louis. holy shit. I'm out. Do you have one, Sean?
I have a six letter because that's a where
right?
six words.
That's what I was obsessed on with the. You don't have a five word one.
Well, I tried to premeditate it a little bit. So give me,
yeah,
just give me a second.
Okay, no, that's the thing. You got to be ready for someone to bail. Dave, you might need to do a five word one yourself.
Shit, I got a seven.
You didn't even count right. Well, it was never going to be seven to you.
No, he has a seven.
Yeah. No,
all right. Let me see if this works. Let me see. You got a 7-inch?
Do you have a
Is
five?
That what you're talking about? Let me see. A League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Does that work? Is that the title?
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
The League
Gentlemen?
Of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah. That works.
Got action.
Fuck, man.
Oh, I counted wrong. Thank you.
For an action movie, it was pretty inert, but I'll give it to you.
Well, I never saw it.
So yeah.
I assumed it was action.
You did the right thing. All right, you got a sixer there, Dave?
I got a sixer, Doug.
You got a sixer?
I got a sixer.
Fuck!
I got a sixer.
Shit.
You're the only
but
one that
I shouldn't be
beer.
Bragging when I fucked up already with the game that I thought of that I already knew what the category was going to be.
No, I don't want to count wrong, so Jeff.
You can count wrong, it's no penalty.
Take a stab at it.
This is the only time this game's ever gonna be played.
To a six word title?
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yeah.
Shit.
And that probably helps Steve out. What do you got, Steve?
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yes. So we need an 8 from.
Oh shit!
All right, Sean, are you out?
No.
You came up with a sixer.
I came up with a sixer.
Okay, so give us an 8er.
Well, this doesn't have any action, but it's an 8-word movie. To Wong Fu, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
You know what? I think at one point they like jump
doesn't
in a car and speed off. I think they drive fast at one point. I'm gonna give it to you.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah.
I don't care if only half of you think that's all right. I'm fine with it.
Jeff, you got a 9er?
A 9-word title.
Yeah.
Fuck, I just had one too.
Really?
Wait, I forgot if I put my thumb down or not. I do have a 9er.
Okay, give it to us.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah. It's like they planned those movies to have one more word in each title. Not really. No. It's not in the right order. Steve, do you got another one?
So we're at 10 now?
Huh?
Yeah.
Are we at 9 or 10?
He's 9, so yeah, we need a 10-er. Oh, I thought of
James Bond and the Casino Royale to Die Another Day. That's 10. I don't have a 10.
Yeah, you do not have a 10. Sean, do you have a 10?
Is there a "the" at the beginning of Florida, the Lord of the Rings? No?
Is there? Wait, one of the Lord of the Rings movies might have a long enough title, or one of the Hobbit movies. No. Probably just Lord of the Rings.
The Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring?
I think so. I think that's accurate.
That's right. That checks.
I don't know.
Good job.
I don't know if there's a "the" at the beginning of it, though.
I think it's the Lord of the Rings. No, the.
You could have just let me be.
Yeah,
like,
you could have let it have
ride
his moment.
And let the game keep going, but you had to crush my.
That is weird that though that there is the Fellowship of the Rings. Like that's
yeah,
that's a
it's
bit
just Lord of the Rings.
Redundant.
God damn it!
Do you have a? Well, how many was that supposed to be? 11.
That was supposed to be 10.
10. Okay, so Jeff 10.
That's Jeff Tate, actually.
Jeff's already won, though.
He can still show
yeah,
off.
I feel bad for the kid in the marquee with these big.
No, there's some big ass titles.
I like this game. I don't think it's. I think you should. I don't know.
It certainly comes to a quick conclusion because in the history of movie titles, there's probably only a few that have as much as 13 or 14 words in the title. Oh, Dad, Poor Dad, Mama hung you in the closet. I'm feeling so sad. is a super ass long one. And that would be if we were doing comedies, you could say that. Who is...
I don't think I have one.
Who is Harry Kellerman and why is he saying all these terrible things about me is another really long one.
It's a mad.
There's only four mads. There's only four mads. Settle down. But it is an action movie, the ultimate action movie. All right, Jeff Tate is our winner. I'm sure we'll get lots of feedback from folks over the internet about whether or not to try that one again, but I thought it was pretty fun, at least for this one time. And now is the part of the show where I say, let the real games begin.
Oh.
Yes, gentlemen. We got a lot of good name tags for you to choose from tonight. The LA crowd got it together and made a bunch of tags. So while you guys go figure out who you're going to play for, we're going to take a brief commercial break. We'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Spotify's new Discover Weekly feature. Discover Weekly allows you to lose yourself every week in the thrill of new music discovery. Your Discovery Weekly playlist is 30 songs you didn't know you loved yet. You get a brand new unique playlist every Monday, like a weekly birthday present just for you. The playlist is personalized based on your music taste. The people who know about and use Discover Weekly love it. Dive in and join them. Don't forget to save your favorite tracks on Sundays before your playlist refreshes. Go to Spotify.com/discoverweekly now to get your playlist.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. Sean, who are you playing for? Hold that up for me so I get a good picture of that. There you go. Oh, that's very good. Who is that? What does it say? Who are you playing for?
No Country for Old Bren. And
so Bren is like short for Brenda?
Brendan.
Sorry, lady.
Don't you listen to him, Brendan. Don't you listen to him. You rise above it.
Excellent choice.
And I'm Dave, supposed to read the back, right?
Read it right out loud.
Totally kidding. Totes kid.
Oh, you've got the largest laminated thing I've ever seen, Dave. And tell us about your name tag.
It's I think it's from the movie Tremors, right?
Uh-huh.
And but instead, it's Trevor's.
Point in my direction here. Oh, look at that. Don't block your face, though. You're gonna get you some screen time. Trevor's. Good job, Trevor. Jeff?
I'm playing for Abby. Abby versus Jason.
Well, yeah, but hold up the donuts, too, so that we get the whole visual.
Oh, fuck. Donuts?
Yeah, I got donuts
with his.
He's already nice. Eaten one today.
The donuts really drew the eye.
All right. And who are you playing for, Steve? This is weird.
Prozac Nathan.
And he really put his face on there quite nicely.
Show it. Let me see it. Goddamn, that's fantastic.
And it's a clipboard because it takes place in a medical situation, right? Yeah. It's like a rehab or something.
Yeah.
And he's got these big crosses on there, a green one and a red one.
This was some work.
Yeah. Excellent work and excellent choice, Steve.
Thanks, Doug.
I hope you win.
I do too.
I don't usually like to pick sides, but Steve's my choice tonight, guys.
Oh boy.
Sounds mostly because like he got sides. Left out and didn't get the hat call.
Steve, you want to wear my hat for a while?
It won't fit.
Dude.
I have a fat
yeah,
head.
Me and Steve, we stretch people's hats out, so God, we have to say no.
It's a snapback, dog.
What?
Yeah, that doesn't work.
All right, all right.
I need the flex fit.
You've got yours all the way on. Like, you've got every single... That's how small your head is. Is that
oh, there's
as
four
tiny
left.
As you can get.
You got it? A tiny head, dog.
Yeah.
I'm stupid. I wish I had a bigger head.
All right, so let's start with Purple Rain Man, and that's the movie mashup title game. I'm going to tell you the third billed people in a movie title that's mashed up, like, you know, like Purple Rain Man. It's two titles that go well together, but I'll tell you the third billed people in both movies in the correct order of how the title will work out. And then if you, nobody gets it from that, I'll go second build, first build.
Do we say our name to chime in? Is that what
no,
we,
you,
we
can just
say it out?
You can just say guesses, because I don't think there's going to be a ton of guesses, because it's either going to be obvious.
You should move that paper.
Or it isn't.
Hold your paper different. It's very
You're looking
tempting.
Right at it, you fucking cheater.
No, cheater, I'm telling you.
Giant cheater. All right, here we go.
You what giant
what mashup movie title stars Brenda Vaccaro and Frances McDormand? I'll move on quickly to the next pair of pair of actors. This mashup movie also stars James Brolin and Tobey Maguire.
Nope. No.
Right? This is a seriously difficult one. I might have to give you more actors after this next round. The lead actors in this movie mashup are Elliot Gould and Michael Douglas. Oh. All right, you guys, here comes the bonus clue.
Is it the answer?
Huh?
Nothing.
What? The bonus clue is that the fifth billed people in these two movies that I've mashed up, and someone on Twitter suggested this, O.J. Simpson and Katie Holmes. I know, right?
Oh, I know it. It's Omega Wonder Boys. Is that right?
Omega One?
Yeah, not Omega One. Capricorn Wonder Boys. Capricorn Wonder... Some kind of...
You're right. No, you're right. He's right on that one.
I just wonder, just say it right, Jeff.
You're right the second one.
Yeah,
Capricorn Wonder Boys.
Correct!
Wow, that's good.
That's a tough one, right?
That was so hard.
Or like they'd call it in that thing you do, Capricorn Oneida Boys. Oneider. All right, you guys, that was cool. Jeff gets to go first in Ron Bennington's Mojo Rising or Adjusted for Inflation Bureau. This is a movie where I name an actor or actress, and then Jeff gets to go first, and he gets first stab at it. Name a movie that came in that actor or actress's top three of their movies of all time, adjusted for inflation according to Box Office Mojo. And you get 3 points for number one, 2 points for two, and 1 point for three. And then we'll play four rounds, and then we'll see who's got the most points. So we start with Michael Douglas. And Jeff, you just have to tell me what movie starring Michael Douglas made it into his top three.
Ant-Man.
Okay. We go to Steve Agee. Name a Michael Douglas movie other than Ant-Man.
Wall Street.
Okay. Sean Jordan.
Captain America Civil War. He was in that, wasn't he?
What?
You just saw that
no,
yesterday.
I watched it yesterday. I don't know any other Michael Douglas movies off the top of my head. Disclosure.
Right, he's in Disclosure, right?
Oh, he is.
Okay, that's a better answer. Dave?
The Game.
The Game. You think that's in his top three of all time?
Fuck, I don't know. I just went with it.
All right, so this is a great first round. None of you got a top three movie.
Can I guess one?
You can guess one more if you want.
Romancing the Stone.
That came in at number three.
Basic Instinct.
Number two is Basic Instinct. You guys should have followed your basic instincts. Because I know between you, you have a fatal attraction.
Shit.
That came in at number one. Ant-Man didn't make the top because of the adjusted for inflation part, because Fatal Attraction was huge for its time, but the tickets were cheaper. All right, so nobody's on the board after that one. That was exciting. I like that. So this next round, we'll start with Steve, and then we'll go to Sean. And Steve, you get to go first. That's why I'm starting with you. And the actor is Tobey Maguire. Good old Tobes Maguire.
I'll say Spider-Man 2.
Okay. Sean?
Well, I'm say Spider-Man.
Okay.
Spider-Man 3.
All right. Jeff? Tobey Maguire.
I'm going to have to say Wonder Boys.
Because that's the only other one you could think of? Or
yep, that is the only other one I can think of. Because he's not the kid that's in Lord of the Rings, is he?
He is not. Tobey Maguire is not Elijah Wood. I can confirm that.
Definitely not.
Yeah, Wonder Boys.
All right, so who said Spider-Man 3?
Dave.
That was the third highest grossing movie of Tobey Maguire's career, adjusted for inflation, so Dave gets 1 point. Who said Spider-Man 2?
Me.
AG, that was number two after adjusting for inflation, so you get 2 points. And Sean
on,
Jordan said Spider-Man, which is number one.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, they each made less really after adjusting, but I bet you they made more without the adjustment.
Spider-Man, that first one, was just a huge, huge hit.
Yeah, like, that was big. Office. Thanks, Sean.
Did it made a lot of money.
It got hot enough one day that summer for Sean to go see it.
Air conditioning was out. I was bored. Mesh shorts were on. Underwear was off.
What? Well, I don't know what's happening. Sean, you get to go first this next round. And the actor or actress I've chosen. Frances McDormand. I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that none of you will get anything from her top three. And it's not an insult to you guys.
Really?
It's just a shocking top three.
I don't know.
And I'll give you one more clue. It's titles that are hard to get right. So you know we love exact titles here, Sean.
I don't know. Burn After Reading. Was she in that?
Does that sound like a title?
No, it doesn't, Doug. It doesn't sound like a hard one to get.
But she is in that. You're right.
But that's my
answer.
She's
in that. Dave?
Fuck, man. You're trying to help us out, but all I can think of is Fargo, you know?
I know. That was probably too good of a clue in terms of somebody should get Fargo just to do it. So you want to go with Fargo?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Fargo.
Okay, it's not in the top three. Jeff?
What a fun game.
Yeah. No, it's fun to find out you're a loser quickly. Why try to build up any suspense?
Almost Famous.
Okay, yeah, she's in that, of course.
Yep, not in the top three.
He took mine.
Is that the one you wanted, Steve?
Yeah, that was the one I wanted. I can't even think of another movie that
right?
she's in.
She's a very good character actress,
yeah.
But, you know, you could, maybe if you thought of other Coen brothers movies. She's worked with them a few times because she's married to one of them. Right? Like she was in Raising Arizona and Blood
She
Simple.
Was?
Uh-huh. She's the one talking about getting her baby the shots. We need to get the shots for the baby. We need the step-tep and the flip-flap and the bip-bip.
Fuck. I'll say Raising Arizona.
This is fucked up, man. Number three is Something's Gotta Give. With Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
Number two, Madagascar 3, Europe Most Wanted.
Would you have settled for Madagascar 3?
I probably would not have. And the number one movie starring Frances McDormand is Transformers: Dark of the Moon. Yeah. Is that even the right title? Dark of the Moon? Dark Side of the Moon?
The
that
Wall.
Dark Side of the Moon is that as an album.
Yep. Wizard
it's
of Oz.
It's also a place
dark
on
moon.
The moon.
Dark, dark of the Moon.
It's also an area.
There's the Upper West Side, and then there's the Dark Side.
Yep.
All right, let's do one more, you guys, and maybe some of you see where this is going with who the next one's going to be, but Dave gets to start us off. Tell us the top movie featuring Katie Holmes, star of Dawson's Creek, which is in the prize bag.
Batman Begins.
That's a good one. Jeff?
God damn it. Nope.
Good old Katie Holmes.
Mad Money.
Mad Money, okay.
That's the only one Steve. I can think of.
Did they do a Dawson's Creek movie? No. Okay.
It's called
geez,
Up the
I
Creek.
Can't even. I'll say Go.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's great. It's the only one I can think of.
Sean?
The Gift.
The Gift. That's another interesting movie. Oh, yeah. Interesting cast.
Great. Is that the one with
her
titties?
And, what?
Is that the one with her titties in it?
That's what I meant by interesting cast. I was
yes,
gonna
Dave,
say Keanu Reeves and Greg Kinnear both play bad guys in it, which is like, you know, you don't see that very often.
Lumberg's in there, that's kind of tight.
Who?
Gary Cole.
Oh. Lumberg.
Lumberg fucker.
Lumberg fucker.
All right. So number three of Katie Holmes' top three all-time movies is Phone Booth. Phone Booth, starring the aforementioned Colin Farrell.
Wow, so Mad Money's got a chance.
Number two, Jack and Jill. She's like the female lead in Jack and Jill, I guess. Yeah. And number one, and our boy Dave is the one that nailed it with Batman Begins. Yeah, good job, dude.
Thank you.
That gives you 3 points and a total of four, so you're the winner of Ron Bennington's Mojo Rising.
Oh, shit.
What? Yeah.
What was the
with
theme?
3 points. What's that?
What was the theme? You said there was a
the
theme.
The theme was it was all people that I had already just mentioned in the previous game, the
true
movie
story.
Mashup
true
thing.
True story.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, because I'm lazy. It's easier to look up names that I already have in front of me. But I love that game. You guys still liking that game? Was that fun? All right. Very cool. But we're going to finish things off here tonight with, you know, the most serious of all the games, the one people ask for by name.
The game of life.
We're going to bare-knuckle box.
We're going to... It's the game of bare-knuckle boxing. You guys were both half right. No, we're going to play Last Man Stanton! And this is going to be very exciting for you guys because I don't know if all of you have played it this way. In this version of the game, you get a lifeline. We're going to get an actor or actress. We're going to take turns naming movies that that actor or actress was in. I'm going to play along because I like to. And who won that last game?
Dave
won. All right. So we'll start with Dave, and then we'll go to Sean, then me, then Steve, then Jeff. And... we got to name movies the person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you get one time you can go to the person whose name tag you chose to help you out.
Me and you, buddy.
Yeah. Very. Dave's pointing. Everyone's making eye contact with their person. Get the good mojo going. And where is Abby Branch 13? There she is. This is happens sometimes. It's her and her man's name tag were chosen by Jeff. And so they get to pick who we should use for Last Man Standing. So who's it going to be?
How about Steve Martin?
Steve Martin.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great one. We've played it before, but I'm happy to play it again. It feels like we just played it recently, but maybe that was somebody else. Anyway, Let's start with you, Dave.
Father of the Bride.
Yes.
The Jerk.
Yeah.
Wait, is that going the right way?
We were going to go the other way, remember?
Nope.
When I announced. Remember when I announced which way we were going?
You jerk.
I think I named us all in order.
I mean,
Jeff
right.
was not that the was second a, name.
There was a lot of names, man.
But this is early enough in the game that I don't think it's going to hurt anybody. That so you can either say the jerk or you know say something else, Sean, and you know then Jeff can say the jerk when it gets to him.
Roxanne.
There you go. That was a nice
stand up move.
Nice fair way for you to play.
Jeff
yeah.
and I are friends.
I really, yeah, you guys are friends. We're all friends here, but I'm going to say, what do I want to go with? I'm going to say, how about the jerk? Steve?
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
That's a great one. I think one time when we played, we left that one out, so that's a good job. I love that scene where he's Ruprecht, and he's got the eye patch.
So funny.
So fucking funny.
He's Ruprecht in most of that movie.
Yeah.
Most of it, or a big chunk of it, but he also, you know, I don't want to give away too much. Jeff?
Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
Okay. Classic. Black and white.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah. You said it kind of like people would be psyched about it.
I thought so.
I didn't hear a fucking sound.
Yeah, I can never figure out why people cheer for certain answers.
Check this out, I'll get them hyped, bro. Three Amigos. That's how you get the crowd going.
Even Trevor didn't clap for me.
Check it out, you guys. I'm going to get him really going crazy.
Get hype.
Shop Girl. You weren't supposed to. You were Damn supposed it. To be real quiet on that one. But that you was, really do love Shop Girl?
Yeah.
That's okay. My go-to.
Steve.
L.A. Story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird that some movies
get a
big
movie
reaction.
Too.
It's the movies they like, I guess. Yeah.
The Father of the Bride Part 2.
Mm-hmm. Well played with the Part 2 part. That's been a problem for me in the past. Dave?
Bringing Down the House.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that movie sucks. I don't know why they clap, but...
Telling you, I don't ever know why they clown.
Is that the Queen Latifah one?
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, it sure is. Eugene Levy.
He wears his hat backwards and shit.
Sure.
It's stupid.
Not like Jeff.
Only one way to wear a hat. It's Dave Waite's way.
Bren, what do you got? You got
You're
one?
Going to your lifeline already?
Sounds like
Just
it.
Just
yeah.
think for a second. Steve Martin. It's our comedy hero, Sean. Okay, go to your lifeline.
Thought I could make my
but
own choices.
But the other things we say, after you use your lifeline, other ones we say might trigger something, hey. You know? So you're still good. it's a good strategy.
Bowfinger?
He says Bowfinger.
I'm going to choose to say
you gonna
Bowfinger.
You going
to
go with it? You going to take Bowfinger?
I'm going to go finger with Bowfinger.
People didn't cheer for that one, though.
I didn't get them hyped, dude. Lifeline. Nobody's hyped
I
on a lifeline.
I thought that was a beloved movie. All right. It's my turn. I'm going to get you guys going nuts with my choice. I'm going to say Baby Mama.
Oh, cold-blooded out there.
Hey, you know, it's just... Public opinion, you gotta. Nothing you can do about it. Steve?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Mm-hmm.
It's the funniest thing he's ever done.
I can't wait till somebody makes Little Shop Girl of Horrors. Watch the shit out of that. JF?
Mixed Nuts.
Oh, that's a good pull.
Said mixed nuts, and you said that's a good pull. It's a masturbation thing. That I thought.
It was a dick joke, man.
Yeah. No, when you have to explain all of it, it's not really a joke.
It was hilarious.
Sort of a masturbation joke there.
I got it. My Blue Heaven.
It's just a deep cut. That's a deep cut. Good too. That's a good one.
His hair isn't white in it. He's got that crazy flat top thing or whatever the fuck that hairdo is.
Mm-hmm. Arugula, he keeps saying that. I don't know. I can't fucking think of one, man. I can't think of one.
I thought we'd help you out with some of our answers, but we picked some pretty weird ones. But thanks for playing, buddy.
God damn it.
See you, tiny head.
Everyone's
goodbye.
Mad. I apologize.
I'll go with Pennies from Heaven.
You guys are real calm.
Stevie G,
I have to use my lifeline, Nathan.
Okay, where's your lifeline at? Where's
Nathan? He's right there, Nathan.
Nathan, what do you got?
The Pink Panther.
Of course.
Good looking out.
GAF.
Leap of Faith.
Ooh, that's a good one.
A smattering of applause.
Dave.
Trev, what do you got for me, bud?
Oh, lifeline, Trevor.
I hope I'm right on the title, but The Out of Towners.
The Out of Towners. Do you like that one, Dave?
The Out of Towners.
He's going with it, and that's correct. I'd forgotten about that one. Holy shit, I've just been sitting here thinking over here that someone should say the Pink Panther 2.
Fucker, you motherfucker. I was waiting.
Don't forget Amigos 4. Four Amigos, I meant to say.
Said it so regal, the Amigos 4.
Steve, you can
Pink
do it.
Panther 3?
No.
I can't think of one.
That didn't happen. So you out?
Yeah, I think I'm out.
All right, he's out. JF?
The Spanish Prisoner.
Yeah, that's a good pull as well.
Either clap or don't. It's weird.
Well, that doesn't sound like a fun title to clap for.
What a bunch of half clappers.
I feel like people clap when you say the one that they have in their head. And so now we're down to like the ones we're thinking of, no one's ever heard of. So just one guy is like, yeah.
There were some early ones they didn't clap. I wonder if they'll clap. This seems like a pretty universal one I'm about to say.
Oh, that's
Dave's turn.
Sorry.
Cheaper Dave. By the dozen.
There you go.
And the crowd goes fucking crazy.
I'm glad you got that in because I was going to say Cheaper by the Dozen too. I'm glad we're doing it in the right order, Jeff.
Sergeant Bilko.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
That was like a part of a tennis match where it actually gets going, and then it stops again.
Oh, man,
he fucked your zone up?
No, well, I knew as soon as I said Cheaper by the Dozen, then that would have it going, and shit. My bad, Trevor. I'm done, dog.
That's too bad. How about The Man with Two Brains?
Yeah. Okay, how about The Muppet Movie?
Mm-hmm. Ah. Looney Tunes back in action.
That's bananas.
House Sitter.
Oh. That one hurt me.
House Shitter is what that
should
sounded
have
like.
I should have figured that one out because an Out of Towner should have triggered that one.
Sounded like
into a yawning dog.
Up.
Yawning Doug. Stevie Martin was in.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'm going to come up with another one. We did a pretty good job. There's still something out there on the table. Do you got another one, Jeff?
You know, yeah.
No, I don't get a lifeline. I go lifelineless. Yeah.
I have a...
good.
If you look at the stats on the show, I've won like 86 times, and then Jeff is probably in second place with like 9 wins or something like that.
Well, 10 now.
Yeah, right?
I got like 3 more.
You got 3 more.
Rip them off, dude.
No, don't rip them off. I mean, hang on a second. Let me try to yank out one more here. Haha, I got one. Grand Canyon. Why are you laughing like a villain? Oh, you think you're so clever with your Grand Canyon.
You walked right into my trap.
I was just so happy that you didn't say one of the ones I knew.
Oh, shit.
So I still have 3.
You still have 3. Give me one of them.
Novocaine.
Oh, boy.
Never heard of these movies.
Very, very good stuff. I'm going to have to say I'm out, maybe? No.
You said that last time.
I know. And then I was thinking about how I flew back across the country yesterday, and the pilot said the Grand Canyon's on the left side of the plane, and I screamed out loud, "I'm on the right side of the fucking plane."
Did you really?
Yeah, because I was on the correct side, the left side.
I haven't had a captain point out a landmark in forever.
The guy was pointing out every fucking thing. I was like, weird. That's not a thing anymore.
Yeah,
dude,
they never do that
let us
anymore.
Fucking sleep back here.
I had a pilot point, like, we were leaving Chicago, and he pointed at where Oprah lived.
Is that real?
Yeah.
That's tight, though. I mean, I want to know.
You're just happy you didn't say, on the left is the Grand Canyon, and that's where we're going to be landing, right? Because our engines are broken.
Was there any...
It's so fun to make the pilot voice into a microphone.
Were any more of the pilot's announcements... Were any more of the pilot's announcements clues to the Steve Martin game?
No.
Like, to your left is all of me.
Wait, I thought I was still going to answer.
Wait, did I just was saying what a pilot says.
What else would the pilot say?
What else you got after all of me?
We'd like to thank you for flying in first class. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a famous band on the show, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh, that's right. He sings Maxwell Silverhammer in that, and he's got silver hair.
Even back then, man, something must have scared him good.
Yeah. Jeff Tate is our winner tonight, everybody. And I think there is still yet more Steve Martin titles we may have missed. It's Complicated.
That was Brent. He had another lifeline.
We said Parenthood. The Big Year. That. Last time I said that one, everybody teased me for knowing that it existed. I was like, the bird-watching movie with Jack Black and Owen Wilson. They're like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Fantasia 2000.
What?
Fantasia 2000?
He introduces it.
Don't take that abuse.
He's done a lot of voiceover for
you thought of a movie, and it was
right?
a good call.
It's exciting to me that Kermit the Frog's in the audience, and I...
Fantasia 2000 sounds like a super boring, like, POV shooter game.
I'd watch it on a double bill with Blues Brothers 2000.
Fuck yeah.
Anything with 2000 in the title's got to be garbage. But that was, we did pretty much all the Steve Martin movies. Good job.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So where's your name tag that you were playing for there, Jeff? It's those folks over there that pick the name, so I sense collusion. But come and grab your prizes, you guys. It's a good thing there's two of you, because there's too much for one person to carry. There you go, dude. And get your name tag back if you want it back. And then here's I'll gather all the shitheads. Sean Jordan... What do you got to plug? Promote yourself.
I have LA shows. I don't know exactly where they're at, but there's a website, SeanJordanComedy.com. So go there and find those. Sean S. Jordan on Twitter and Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram. So do that. I've been waiting to say it all night. Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan. It's so fun.
Thanks for being here, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Dave Waite, what do you got coming up, man?
Hey, I'm going to be on episode Not Safe with Nikki Glaser coming up soon.
Excellent.
Yeah, and then I have a website called 1 Year Dave, and every Tuesday I let the internet pick a thing I need to do for a week. So this week was no bread, but I think I ate these donuts and fucked up. I only had to make it like 2 more hours.
You think you ate those donuts and fucked up?
How many times have you failed in the not doing something for 1 week? Is this the first time you blew it?
This is the week 3, so.
All right, walk us through. What was week one?
Week one, they pick walk every day for like 25 minutes, so I did that.
Also, they're like that's really helpful bad. Ones. No, well, it's like you have to eat diarrhea for a week.
Well, diarrhea diet for 7 days.
Well, I realize the internet's a monster, so I only give them 4 choices. So I have a little bit of control.
Yeah. Oh, you pick the options, and then they...
Yeah, then they pick one. Then the second week, I was like a week of no, and I was either no soft drinks or no fast food or no red meat or no porn. And I was like, they'll pick something healthy. And then Shane Moss was like, oh, they'll pick porn because it's funny. And then they fucking did. And I was like, well, that's, you know, I
so
like
you had
porn.
No porn for a week.
Yeah.
And you got through that, or did you accidentally eat a donut?
You were just talking outside about how you haven't had bread all week.
I know. Well, I just was hungry, and then I started eating it, and I was like, and then Jeff took it away from me, and I was like, man, I think that was bread.
I think that was bread.
I think that was bread.
That's the next album, dog. I think that was bread.
You should, from now on, you should pick something to be not do for a week that you know it when you see it.
It was covered in chocolate.
You may have accidentally watched porn that you didn't know was porn. Jeff Tate, plug away, buddy.
I'm at Go Bananas in Cincinnati June 30th to July the 3rd. And then 3 nights in Chicago, August 8th, 9th, and 10th at North Bar. That place is dope. And another tour coming up in the fall. Buy my album, Jeff Tate, again. And that's it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
For now.
We'll see. We'll see if he blurts out another plug. Oh, he's putting the mic down. He's leaving. He's taking his donuts.
He's taking that bag of bread.
Enjoy your daily bread. Good old bread bag. Steve Agee.
Pull the mic up.
All right. No, now he's got the mic back just in case.
Well, fuck it. I already broke the rules.
Bread.
Yeah, now you should eat all bread for a week. Only bread. Only donuts.
I'm an idiot.
Steve Agee.
Brendan Small and I are doing our music and comedy show Baked at the Hollywood Improv this Saturday at 10 p.m. with Eddie Pepitone and Nick Thune as our guests. And you can find me at Steve Agee on Instagram and Twitter.
Wow, you got the quietest and the loudest comics in the same show.
Yeah.
Nick and Eddie, that's a great combo. Doug Loves Movies, thank you, Steve. Doug Loves Movies is going to be back here in L.A. on Thursday, June 30th, over at Meltdown Comics. Do we have any ideas for hashtags for tonight's episode? Any phrases we use that were hashtagable with the... With this one? I think that was bread.
I think that was bread.
I think that's a good one. That one pretty much sums it up. Yeah, I'll hashtag that when the episode comes out. And one more time for all my guests, Sean Jordan, Dave Waite, Jeff Tate, Steve Agee. And as always, gun-fetishizing internet trolls are a shithead. The customer service lady at Time Warner Cable that was really rude is a shithead. You didn't even have to really include the really rude part. We could have filled in that blank. And Donald Trump's parents for giving us Donald Trump are a shithead. Once again, today's episode is brought to you in part by Spotify's Discover Weekly. Discover Weekly allows you to lose yourself every week in the thrill of new music discovery. Your Discover Weekly playlist is 30 songs you didn't know you loved yet. You get a brand new unique playlist every Monday, personalized to your taste. Go to Spotify.com/Discover Weekly now to get your playlist.
Another talkie, eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.